When everyone's on the same page, getting things done at work is easy. Make a bigger impact at work with Grammarly. Grammarly is your secure AI writing partner that allows your team to make their point and move faster. You can even save time by going from spending hours editing drafts to just seconds. Join the 96% of Grammarly users that say it helps them craft more impactful writing. Sign up and download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast. Easier said, done.
The show, it's 102.5 The Bone. There you go. It's Chris Cornell. Unfortunately dead at the age of 52, and what they're saying is an apparent suicide. More details will follow. Are you ready for me to turn this around from being sad to being happy?
Sure.
We got a dildo party happening in the studio
tomorrow. Dildo party, dildo party, dildo party, dildo party.
Dr. Sadie Allison and her sex stuff will be in the studio.
Yes.
She's a sex doctor. She's gorgeous. She's fun. And I don't do any of that crap. I must get pitched 50 sex therapists and sex doctors a year, and I pass on all of them. Laura Korn and all those crappy things. But Dr. Sadie Allison is good looking. She's fun. And she brings her products in the studio. Carmen tried out a couple last year.
Yeah.
I brought one home for my wife, which I was like, you're going to like this one. Never tried it.
Oh, no.
Okay. Let's collect a lot of dust.
After Dr. Sadie left last year, she actually sent me her catalog or her website, and I went and picked out a few things.
Nice.
She sent me a wand. Bro.
Yeah.
That is my go-to.
The wand is?
The wand.
Show me with your hands how big it is.
Oh, my God. Well, I mean, it's big, but it doesn't go where you think it goes.
With your hands, show them how big it is.
Okay, so it's
That's what he said, yeah.
It looks like a snowball.
Yeah, it does.
Man.
But the power, it has
the power!
The power in it is...
It's a two-stroke. It's a 250cc.
My wife has... Yeah, I probably shouldn't talk about this now. Let's go to the hotline. Well, yeah.
I can tell you she also, because I think May is...
Who's she? Are you going to talk about my wife?
Dr. Sadie Allison. May is a self-love month.
Right.
So there's also some stuff in there for guys. I took one home and tried it out last night.
Oh, good. Save it for tomorrow. We are holding an over 50 dildo party tomorrow. So if you're over 50, ladies, and you want to come in, it's a granny dildo party. I can get any 20-year-olds coming here.
Right.
I want old bras. I invited my girl Hattie. She cannot do it.
Right.
But any older chicks.
She hot in the house that day or what?
Let's welcome our friend Jim Florentine to the show. Jimmy, how are you, buddy?
What's going on, man? I'm hearing about this dildo party. I'm excited.
Yeah, you're in. Jim's in.
When are you getting to town, today or tomorrow?
Tomorrow.
Oh, you missed the dildo party. I don't know. We have this sex doctor who's like really hot. And she knows her stuff, and she comes in and she does it. She talks about stuff like in an entertaining way, and she's got all these products. And Carmen went and tried out one of the products last time, and she came. We told her to go in my office with the thing. We'd leave her alone and come out when she was done. And she was back here in like 4.5 minutes. So it's quality stuff. So tomorrow I want to open it up to a new area and let the old broads to come in. 50 and over dildo party.
Wait, are you doing this at the live show tomorrow night or on the air tomorrow?
No, this will be on the air tomorrow. There'll be plenty of old Rod dildo at the live show, too, but not as part of the show.
Oh, okay. No, all right. Then I'm going to miss it.
We do have this not-so-live gig tomorrow. I had one comedian that I asked to be there that is a national comedian. It was Jim Florentine. Thankfully, he said yes the first time. I really appreciate you being a part of this, man.
No, I can't wait, man. I love your audience. Remember we did the roast back then, how great that was.
Yeah, I'll tell you, I could not have asked for the roast to go a better way. I was so nervous because, you know, we put it together, and it was a big transition for me with the name and all that, and I asked for a dream team, and I got the dream team. I couldn't have been happier, man. So, but listen, you've also been to, we did a live gig when we were on in afternoons where you and Don Jameson came out, and Jameson made out with the twins on stage. Remember that?
Yes, I remember. That was the first time I met Bert Kreischer.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. So tomorrow night, hopefully we could take it to that level. Tomorrow night, we're at a nice place called the Polk Theater. It's a nice old theater that Elvis actually played at one time. And it is, whoa, Jimmy, hold on a second. Give me a breaking news just handed to me. Roger Ailes, who was the former Fox executive who got ousted because of all the women he supposedly sexually tried to seduce, found dead today at the age of 77. Oh. People are dropping like flies.
Yeah, not a good week.
Jesus Christ. All right, so back to Jimmy now. So we're going to be out at this theater tomorrow, and we've got... So we decided last year, you know, we always do these live gigs, and we do them on the air, and it really limits what we can do. We can't curse. We can't do things the way we want to do them, like especially with comedians. You don't want to go on the air and perform and say you can't curse. So we did one at McCurdy's Comedy Theater in Sarasota, and it sold out in like a half hour. And we were like, all right, well, the next one we do, we have to make bigger. So now we picked a big theater in a place that we never go to in Lakeland, which is just a little bit east of or west of Tampa. And tickets are selling like crazy. And we got four great local comedians, and we got Jimmy in the headline. And then in between, we got a bunch of show stuff going on, including a two-time Stanley Cup champion slinging pucks at Spanish over there. So it'll be a great time. And then, of course, you're closing out the show.
It's going to be killer, man. I could just imagine what's going to happen. How much debauchery are they going to let at that theater?
Well, it's funny you said, because the theater is really nice, and in my mind, like people, a guy called and he said, I have a 14-year-old. Can I bring him to the show? And I said, I don't see why not. There's not so much planned. Like we don't have any blatant nudity planned or anything like that. It's mostly comedy and show stunts. But then I talked to the lady who runs the theater, and she's like, I'm going to stick around for this. I'm hoping to see some crazy stuff. And I'm like, well, if they don't care, then we don't care. Maybe we should bring the dildo party over there.
That's only in Florida would you hear that. Any other theater would be threatening to cancel a show already. The woman that runs the theater that Elvis performed at, like, please, more nudity.
She was there when Elvis performed, too, and she's still wanted to see more
then
stuff.
She'll be in the dildo party.
Fingers crossed.
So it should be good. And then afterwards, we're going to go out to Mason's Live, which is down the block. We got the official after party. Are you still party or what?
Yeah, of course.
All right, because I don't know, because guys like, even Bert every once in a while, he's like, yeah, slow it down, I can't.
He named his son Jaeger. I think he still drinks, right?
Yeah. Slow it down means start drinking at noon for Bert.
Right. You're coming in alone?
Yeah.
Okay. I thought maybe you'd be like, bringing my son and we're going to Disney World on Saturday or something. So good. Yeah. All right. So that means you're in for the long haul.
Oh, of course, yeah. No, he can't. No, I'm good. I'm coming solo.
What shall we put in your dressing room to drink? The show is sponsored by Budweiser and Tito's Vodka, so we got that handled. If there's anything else you'd like, text me.
Well, you could put Carmen in there with that vibrator.
Aw, Carmen used to be so cool. Now she's got a boyfriend.
What? That's
well,
so cool.
I used to be able to like pretend to pimp you out to guests, and now I can.
Oh,
you're
yeah.
still cool, but the only guest that ever turned Carmen down was Bobby Slayton. Well, not that he had an opportunity with her, but I remember I send her out there when she first started working here to bring him back in. I go, how do you like that? We upgraded over there. And he goes, what am I going to do with that? I can't talk to her about the Beatles with her. She doesn't even know who the Beatles are. But everybody else seems to love Carmen.
No, she's great, but, you know, I'm not black either, so.
She's got a white boyfriend now.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
It went complete opposite because he's, like, kind of rednecky, too.
I guess she needs her bills paid.
True.
Yeah. Are you single now still or what?
Yeah, single, yeah.
All right, so there's a good opportunity for somebody to make sweet love to Jim Florentine.
And we have the after party as well if Jim wants to come and hang out.
Right, that's what I'm saying. That's where the action is going to happen.
Yeah, I know. Not before the show.
Okay. Listen, if you got up there and were sloppy drunk, it would still be the best show ever.
No, Tito's vodka. That's my favorite vodka, so that's perfect.
All right, well, we will have it locked in there. Listen, it really is going to be a good time, and it's going to be a big party. And I was telling everybody on stage yesterday when we were going through the run-through, I said, the good thing, the reason why nobody's stressing out is because nothing could go wrong. Because if anything fell apart, we'd make it right,
sure.
or it would be funnier than it was before.
Absolutely.
So we'll be in great shape. In your travels at VH1's That Metal Show, did you ever interview or hang out with Chris Cornell?
No, he was never on the show, but I was a big fan. I just heard it when you played that song when I was coming back. I didn't even know.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry to ruin your morning. But, yeah, I got up this morning. My alarm goes off at 10 to 4. And when it went off on my phone, I saw that I had a breaking news update. So I looked at it, and I couldn't even go back to bed. They said that he's dead, and now they're saying it was an apparent suicide, that they found him with something around his neck in the bathroom of the hotel. What would you rather it be, an accident or a suicide?
Or do you think it was the auto-erotic asphyxiation thing, whatever?
I don't know. I'm a pretty – and, Jim, you're a masturbator. I'm good with it. Like, I'm having a great time doing it for all these years.
But people do that, so that could be a possibility. That's it. If they found something around his neck, that's possible.
It's possible. But, I mean, that's how Michael Hutchins from NXS died. But and then also, what was it?
David Carradine, they said.
Yeah, Carradine. But, I just need, a tissue and not even some hand cream. I can go dry.
Yeah. I never use hand cream. Ever. I like to go dry. And I got to be honest with you, depending on the time of day or where I am, I don't even need a tissue. I can just grab an old sock or something.
Well, I got to do my own laundry, so I'd rather not the sock.
I just keep buying
new socks. When
I was a kid, I always used a sock. I remember my mom came in my room one time. She's like, why is there a cast laying on the ground?
The only time I ever used something other than my great-grandmother had a mink coat.
I didn't know where you were going, and you said great-grandmother.
No. My great-grandmother had a mink coat that I accidentally rubbed up against, and then that became my go-to for a little while.
Oh.
Yeah, I was real young.
Wait, so you would rub up against it and then take care of yourself, or just do it on the coat?
I would do it on the coat. Like, she was my great-grandmother. She never wore a mink coat anymore. Yeah, I just hung in the closet. It smelled like mothballs and all that.
It smelled like mink balls, too.
But also...
Yes.
Also, in those years, when you're like 10 or 11 or whatever, you don't realize that other people know what's going on. You think it's your secret.
Right,
when you spend an hour in the bathroom, you think everybody just thinks you're taking a long poop.
Yeah.
And then you realize they all knew what was going on.
So they knew when you were hiding in the closet for that long?
Well, no, I didn't do it when anybody was home. I would take it out of the closet. And then when my great-grandmother died, I feared that when they had to go clean out her closet, what that would look like.
Oh.
Because I didn't remember.
Or they put her in the mink, in the coffin.
Yeah.
I gotta tell you.
I'm surprised you didn't ask for that in the will.
We broke up. I moved past.
So when everyone's giving stuff away and she's got this nice furniture and antique stuff, you go, just give me the mink coat.
And they're like, rigor mortis really set in because we put her in the mink and we can't even move her.
The odd thing about my great-grandparents I had the mink coat experience, and then the first time I ever saw a condom was my great-grandfather had a box of condoms in his dresser drawer, and I took one and opened it up, and they were so old that it was,
chalky.
Yeah. Condoms are lubed. This looked like it was in powder.
Ugh.
And my whole time, I just thought condoms were dry as a bone. I'm like, I would never use a condom. They're all powdery. But now I learned that I was not to get sex ed from your great grandpa.
Right.
So, anyway, this
sounds like your grandfather was in a major slump.
Well, if you saw my great grandmother, you'd be all right with that, too. Jim Florentine's on the phone with us. You know him from VH1's That Metal Show, Crank Yankers. He's on with Howard all the time, and Opie and Anthony. I don't know. Do you have to pick sides in that, or are you on the both teams?
I don't get involved in that stuff. I'm friends with all of those guys, so.
Yeah. It's when you like both of them like that, it's hard to, I'm usually a guy that's like, I'm picking a side, and I'm going to automatically hate the other guy, but they're both cool, and you kind of, it's like mom and dad, you're like, you're glad they're not married anymore, but you want to have equal visitation time.
Two Christmases.
Yeah.
But Opie and Aunt, they're talking again, so that's good. That's a sign.
I know. I heard that. I listened, and I heard the first time that they had talked together, and Rich Voss was in the studio, and Voss for the first time had the brains to just be quiet and let them talk, and whoever that idiot was in with Anthony would not shut up, and he kept ruining the whole thing. I would think that the future would be them in some capacity.
Yeah, I mean, at this point, probably. You know, who knows? But, you know, Anthony's doing good. Opie's doing good to his show, so who knows?
Anthony's buying cougars and whatever he's got living in his house. He's nuts, man. He was the first guy I ever saw that had a drone. Now, I got a drone now, but he had one like years ago, you know. Anyway, I'm looking forward to you coming here on Friday. Jim Florentine will be here. He'll be closing out the show. I'm going to tell you, you know, we have, when we do things like this, comedians ask us to be on the show. We had to say no to a lot of people locally. And we picked some guys that Kyle Roos, J.B. Ball, who just did a lot of stuff with Kevin Hart. Who else? We got Kenny Miller, who's out of Orlando. Devin Siebold, who Devin won a contest to open up for Ralphie and Bert on our last cruise, and he blew everybody away. It was great, so he'll be there.
I know like three or four of those guys, at least.
Yeah, there are a lot of those guys are side splitters guys, and they're really funny comedians, and we're fortunate to have them in this area. And, of course, Jimmy in here to close out the show. Yeah, this will be real painless. You come in here, we'll do some drinking, you do your 15, 20 minutes, and then we go out and we party again.
Beautiful. I love it.
All right, pal. We will see you tomorrow. Jim Florentine, thank you for getting up early.
Thanks, man.
All right, pal. Take it easy. There you go. The great Jim Florentine will be here tomorrow at the Polk Theater if you'd like to come see him. PolkTheater.org for tickets. Get them today. And don't forget, tomorrow morning, I can't tell you till tomorrow morning, at 6 a.m., right when I open the mic, I will have a surprise for you.
Yes.
Concerning Not So Live gig number two. Oh,
yeah. It's funny with Jim Florentine is Don Jameson with that metal show. He had his sideburns cut, and they were like really cut sharp and weird and stuff. And I was talking to Florentine about him, and I said something about him again, and he just stopped and he goes, "You really hate those sideburns." Like, he was like, "Those really bother you." I go, "Yeah, I just don't. I don't understand. Why is he doing that?"
Can I tell you, I think he's one of the coolest guys, nicest guys I know, and I'm really happy that he's going to be here. He's up there with the Ralphies and Berts as far as guys we really like, and I'm happy he decided to do this.
Mike Rowe here with a radical idea. If you want to see more companies make more things in this country, buy more things from more companies who make things in this country. I refer in this case to the incredible t-shirts, sweatshirts, blue jeans, and more made by my friends at American Giant. Everything American Giant makes is made in the United States. And right now, you can take 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com/Mike. That's American-Giant.com/Mike.